Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn in for a third term in the capital, Ankara. He took the oath of office in parliament before an inauguration ceremony being attended by dozens of foreign dignitaries. Erdogan won a runoff election with more than 52% of votes, defeating Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. A major recovery operation is currently underway in India after the nation's worst train disaster in decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the scene and spoken with survivors in the eastern state of Odisha. More than 288 people have been killed in the crash, around 1,000 injured. Israel's military says three of its soldiers have been killed near the border with Egypt. It says the gunman, who's also been killed, was an Egyptian police officer. The military says it happened during a security operation against smugglers in the Negev Desert. The defense minister has met the army chief and other security officials to discuss the incident. The battle for control between warring generals in Sudan is intensifying days after ceasefire talks collapsed. The capital, Khartoum, is the epicenter of that conflict, which has now been ongoing since mid-April. Violence has since spread to several areas in West Darfur and also North Kordofan. Meanwhile, the army is bringing in reinforcements to fight the paramilitary rapid support forces. The United States and Saudi Arabia had suspended efforts to negotiate a temporary ceasefire designed to allow humanitarian supplies into the capital. Washington has also imposed sanctions on the warring parties, saying that both are responsible for the bloodshed. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it desperately needs more money. It's only been given a third of this year's budget and says it needs $200 million. The head of the UN Relief and Works Agency says the lack of cash is its biggest threat. It supports millions of Palestinian refugees in Syria, Lebanon and Jordan, as well as the occupied Palestinian territories. China has criticized the U.S. Defense Secretary after he accused Beijing of being unwilling to hold talks to avoid potential conflict. The two superpowers are among those taking part in a defense forum in Singapore. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told the conference that a conflict in the Taiwan Strait would be devastating.
This week on The Take, we head to Thailand, where people have voted for change, but have yet to see it happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.